Say what?
Hello and welcome back. It's time for Say What, where we hear from those connected to the industry about what's going on in our world of electrical apprenticeship. And this includes the topics that you're suggesting, so keep them coming. I'm your host, Cindy Sandifer, and it's Women's History Month. Kind of love this month. Last year, we took time to chat with some of the incredible women at the ETA, and I'm still biased. I said it last time. I'll say it again. I believe I work with some of the most fantastic ladies, and I get to introduce you to a few more of them today. We've got with us Danielle Philippone, Heather Anderson, and Audra Kellums. So I don't have favorite episodes. I don't have favorite guests because that would, one, be wrong. And two, we talk to a lot of like great people. However, like when I have people like you and I get to look at you and I know all that you do, it does kind of make a little bit of favoritism, but we won't talk about that. Let's talk about you so I don't like foot into mouth. So let's start with how long you've been at the ETA. I'm looking at you, Heather, because you're our one with longevity over here, I guess. Like,
it's not been that long.
It's not. That's, but you know.
Yeah, these guys are kind of newbies.
Yeah.
I started almost 4 years ago, right before COVID hit.
That's right.
So that was quite the learning experience. Yeah. Starting a brand new job and the world shutting down.
Yeah. Timing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Timing.
Definitely timing.
Yeah. Audra, how long for you?
July the 17th of this year. So just right before NTI. NTI was my first kind of like baptism all at once, immersed into the work.
Oh no, that's like drowning. Mm-hmm. That's like immersion. So our episode will air in March. So it'll be 2024 when like listeners are hearing it, mm-hmm. but it was July
of 2023. Yes.
Like weeks, right? Just a week or two before NTI.
Right before NTI, yeah.
And then you came to NTI. Like not everybody on staff gets to go because we're have right. other things going on, clearly. So that's really, yeah, that is baptism
by fire. I would say that
was
fire. Awesome, though. It was a great way to start because you got to see like an event that is so huge for ETA and see it in action on the front end instead of working the whole year. And, you know, so I think it was a great opportunity.
I think you're right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Danielle, I know you had a mm-hmm. similar experience. I think you all kind of got to enjoy NTI together a few times, like looking around right. and getting a behind the scenes glimpse. But what about you? How long have you been with us?
Yeah. So I started the middle of March. So I was kind of in the same boat. It was really cool to kind of meet everybody and in advance and kind of get a full scope of everything. It was great.
Mm-hmm.
And Tim was great. He took us through every component.
Yes.
So we could see all the different pieces.
We'll awesome. Make sure he hears that because Tim
so
doesn't
much
hear how
work,
great he is. You know?
So much work goes into it. And I don't, now that I feel like I've been here a couple more months, it's kind of like the back end and seeing all the planning that really, really goes into it. Mm. And so I feel like the pieces are starting to click as far as, you know, the things that he was saying and walking us through, which was really cool.
That is, and it's this moment of like a lot of times if you come in, say when Heather did or when a lot of others, you don't really get to see, right? You don't meet people and you had 2020 and COVID. So that's a whole different.
It was 15 months before I ever met anybody face to face that I worked with.
Yeah. And see that, right? That's, you had this one experience. They've had this other one where they get to come in and meet a whole bunch of people at once and not meet people in their roles, which I think is kind mm-hmm. of an interesting thing. Mm-hmm. Like if you come in at a different time of year, you're going to see people, you know, doing what they do. And not that we're siloed, but you know what I mean? But at NTI, it's mm-hmm. all hands in. People are helping with stuff that they have no, you know, typical interaction with, right? Maybe even staff members they don't usually work with. They're working with, or we're lifting and carrying, you know, what we can. And Danielle and I pushed something very heavy. I it worked. Like, I don't know.
We grabbed chairs to push.
Yeah. We made things work. So,
we made it work.
Yeah.
Teamwork.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's what I find that we do a lot and do well here. Our listeners have either, I would say, interacted, even Audra being the baby of the group, I suppose. they've either interacted with you or your work or the things, you know, the things that you're touching and dealing with. Tell us, we know this can't be an all-inclusive list. Like nobody expects that, but tell us some of what you do at the ETA. Danielle, coming back to you.
Sure. So my primary function is to support Greg Greiner. I'm his assistant. So kind of everything and anything I can do to support him and his endeavors across the entire organization, really. And then I also support the VEEP effort, getting those folks really kind of learning and onto RLMS, and it's a wonderful program. Wonderful, wonderful. And then I've also been supporting the CDT as far as just kind of like that information person, or if Greg is tied up in meetings and whatnot, I'm just kind of on there to relay information or kind of help him put all the pieces together, again, to help support the organization.
Yeah, that's so you work with the Gregs.
The Gregs. We could
So we've got an episode coming up with some training directors who are hosting VEEP. Like they're actually VEEP training locations. Yes. So that's really
interesting. They're incredible.
So, oh my gosh.
The work that they put in and the passion and the caring that goes behind it, it's wonderful to see.
Absolutely. Yeah. Miss Heather, tell us like a smidge, whatever you feel like telling us of all the things you do, other than being Jim Simpson's bodyguard as well as babysitter. I don't know. We won't even get into those.
No, we'll let's leave that alone.
He's great. He's so great.
So Jim is the director for the limited energy or the installer tech program and residential. And since I'm an installer tech by trade, I typically deal with just the install tech stuff. Currently, I am working on the CML for structured cabling, and it's going to get some limited energy technologies added to it. I'm also working on a distributed antenna systems CML. And basically, anything with exception of fire alarm that has been touched in the last 4 years, I've probably had my hands in it.
And in a booming part of our industry. Like I can't speak intelligently to it, but I know like the things that you and Jim work on, I mean, these are critical pieces to what's happening in our infrastructure, in our country, and work that we need to be a part of.
Well, and there's a whole bunch of money coming out for fiber to undeveloped areas or not undeveloped, but underserved areas is a better way to say it. And so we've also partnered with Tempo Communications and been doing some train-the-trainer classes for fiber optics too, splicing and OTDR training, so that, you know, we're helping our instructors across the country learn more about it so that they can help train the workforce.
Yeah.
Because we're going to need them.
Right. Yeah, providing that resource is, I mean, it's what we do, right? It's what we're supposed to do. So it's incredible to see that happening. Miss Audra.
So, my work is centered around creating awareness for the NM credentials, whether that be working with the training directors or reaching out directly to schools, also trying to figure out who at the state level can approve the curriculum to get it on the industry approved credential list so that it's not a barrier for schools when they go to adopt the curriculum. So really, it's finding who that person is. Sometimes it's with the Department of Ed. When we were in Nevada, I had a chance to meet with the Labor Commissioner and the State Director of Apprenticeship. So finding who the right person is at the state level to get it approved has been a lot of the work. And then kind of doing the same thing on the CEU side for the continuing education credits for electricians. Once they're journeymen and they need those continuing education credits, we need our courses approved in their jurisdiction, and it's different in every jurisdiction. Yes. So it's really researching how many CEUs are needed and reaching out to the Department of Labor or whoever that person is to try to submit our course and get our course approved in that area. So then our JATCs can offer our courses for the continuing ed. So two, those kind of overlap. They're very similar. It's all in the education realm for me.
Right. Well, and a little bit of like beginning and ending, you know, you're talking about interim credentials has a lot to do. It seems more so in the beginning, right?
For sure.
Of a career. Yeah. And then the CEUs kind of fight. But it sounds like you look for needles in haystacks. Like what I mean, like I'm trying to find who I need to talk to. Like, and so I don't, I'm glad that.
And there's a lot of two onboarding schools. So I help, you know, when they're ready to purchase licenses and tokens and helping onboard and enroll students, find places in their schedule for it and all, you know, just different pieces like that.
Right. And you've kind of come in the middle of the migration to the new system. So it's, I would say it's probably more of a learning curve for those of us that have been here for a while versus you're coming in, like, this is just
how it is.
And so that's actually probably a benefit for you. And so for me, it's like, oh, that's so much, but it's like, no, this is just what it is.
It's all I know.
That's it.
And you know, there's been times when I'm meeting with Greg and he'll say, you know, you don't even need to know that that's the old system because this is all you're working in, you know, is the new system, just like you said. So
this is it. So my question and my next thing I want to know is like, what has working here taught you about the electrical industry? Heather, I'm going to talk, because you tell us just a little bit about your background, because the electrical industry is not new. I think of all of us sitting here, none of us have gone through apprenticeship. We've not been journey workers. Like we don't have that history, but you already knew the electrical industry in a different way. So I guess I'm asking like a little bit of your background and then what being here has taught you compared to the other experience.
Wow, that one's a loaded question.
Sorry. Okay.
Let's back up to who am I and where did I start out in life? I was one of those people that didn't ever have a career. And when I found out about it, I didn't even know what apprenticeship was in high school. I mean, I'm sorry. I didn't. It wasn't something that anybody pointed out, certainly not to women. So I had no idea what it was. And I found out about the apprenticeship. And this installer tech program, this limited energy thing where it doesn't hurt when you get shocked if you do something wrong, kind of sounded interesting. And I've always liked working with my hands. I grew up on a farm. I've built fence. I've worked with animals. I've always worked with my hands. So to sit behind a desk now is kind of a big change. Yeah. But to getting into the program, it was just natural to me to work with my hands. So I found out about the apprenticeship, applied, was accepted, and I started in the end of 2002, but didn't become an apprentice until 2003. So I started in our area, it's a 3-year program. So I went through the 3-year program and turned out as a journey. I still say journeyman. Sorry
no,
if that
fine.
Offends anybody.
No, it's fine. You're fine.
Turned out and eventually started running work for my contractor and enjoyed that because then I had a little time for training. Mm. You know, it wasn't all just rush, 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 go, go, go. You know, you got to make sure everybody was doing things correctly as well.
Yeah.
So I enjoyed that. And then the instructor position opened up at our training center. I'm like, I kind of like that idea. So I applied for that and was accepted there. And because of the ETA, went through 5 years of NTI, which really taught me how to be an instructor to adult learners. And then one day I kind of asked somebody a question that led me to where I'm at now. And that was kind of a side job for a while. And now I'm here. So. Yeah.
And it's like different because it's just such an interesting, I love that, like running the gamut of experiences in the industry and getting to where you are. So you've had this, like now you're part of what you do. Again, I'm not trying to grasp all of it, but you're providing like the curriculum and the training that you went through essentially. Mm-hmm. And now you're able to give it back from a whole different perspective. Is that like, what is that? That's probably pretty neat.
I think it's awesome because the question that I originally asked was, hey, when's this curriculum going to get updated? Well, you have to take into consideration the Electrical Training Alliance is a very small group of people for the amount of apprentices that we serve. It's just tiny. So there was one person really that worked on that curriculum. So it wasn't going to happen anytime soon.
Right.
So that's how I ended up with a side job. And well, here, why don't you start going through this and tell me what needs to be updated?
Right.
So right. That's kind of how it started. And so, yeah, now I've worked, feels like fingers to the bones at times to try and get it updated and correct for everybody that's going through now.
Yeah.
Electricity hasn't changed a ton, But the limited energy stuff changes regularly.
Yes.
So it's hard to keep up with.
Yeah. So. Yeah. That's it. I love that. Yeah. Just the different perspectives that you've had. And Audrey, you've talked about your involvement in education. Mm-hmm. And so as you're kind of answering, like, what has working here taught you about the electrical industry, like a little history on you too, your background in the education industry, if you will.
Sure. I started as a teacher and then moved into administration and was principal and then finished my career as our chief administrative officer over middle schools. And so transitioning into this role, what I love about it is it's still got a little component of the education as, you know, working with the state boards and different components. I love that. But learning about the I'm a lifelong learner. Being in education, that's just, I just love that. So that has really seen the passion in the training directors. And I've tried taking the online course. I'm working through it myself just so that when I'm answering questions for schools or whoever's, you know, I feel like I can answer them because I've, even if I don't have the electrical background at all, but it's teaching me a lot about the course and about the field. So I feel very fortunate to be in my role.
I love that. I love that you're saying, hey, I'm going to go through this. I'm going to experience it so that when I'm talking to these people and essentially selling what we do, I actually can speak intelligently to it. And then you can kind of catch those things, like almost like what Heather was talking about, where you can say, hey, here's what I encountered as a newbie, if you will. And we've got apprentices that have never touched anything like this possibly, right? Or they don't at least know this industry and the work. And so I think that's incredibly valuable. You know, I'm coming to you, Danielle. So you're, what's it taught you, but your background is customer service,
customer
right?
Customer service, yes. Yep. So customer service and account management. So for me, my big thing is just being there for people and helping people learn. And so anything that I can do to support that is what fulfills me at the end of the day. So like Audra, I feel very fortunate to be at the ETA and to be learning as much as I am and to just see the passion and the skill set and just the, you know, the huge need for the electrical industry just overall is huge. And it's really rewarding. It's just really cool. I'm a total geek on process. So I love to watch some of these folks do what they do and see some of the labs and some of these individuals just really kind of start and end the process. And then to see them graduate was so fulfilling for me, you know, whether it's the VEEP effort or at NTI, it's just really cool.
Yeah. 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 And I got to be around you a little bit more than I think the other ladies at NTI this year, which is how it works. Like sometimes you're with some people a lot and sometimes you don't see others except in passing, but you know, to see that customer service in you, that just kind of this natural gift that you have. And you worked with a publisher, I believe that at one point that we had a partnership with. And so, I mean, it's just like, you've already connected to us, right? A little bit before. Kind of like to some extent, but, and I know for those of us that are not from the industry, you really don't think about probably electricity the way that you should, you know what I mean? It's like lights are on or, you know, a building's going up. And so now all of a sudden, I think probably you all are like me where you look at it differently, you know, just the whole process, the construction, the ground up, just how involved what we do is in like communities.
Yes.
Like the difference we're making. I think it's just, it, I don't know. It's just really like cool moment for me. All right. Favorite part of what you do, not favorite staff member. We get hung up there. Not that. No telling those things. You have to say Todd if you're going to say one. So we just leave that off the table. But Audra, favorite part of what you do?
Favorite part is I would say when you get a quick win, you know, when you get a state to say yes, or you get a school to come on board and you know that it might just be two kids at that school, but you're bringing something to those kids that they're passionate about and meeting them where they are, as opposed to them having to wait till they graduate or not having the opportunity.
That has to feel like those moments. Like, I don't know. That would be great. Heather, favorite part?
For me, it's about the apprentices. I mean, this industry has been very good to me for the last 20 plus years. So giving to me, it's giving back to the industry, but It's all about the apprentices, giving them what they need to learn and excel. And I mean, they don't just have to go run pipe or pull cable. I mean, there's so many more things that an apprentice that turns out of a program can do than just be an electrician or a technician or whatever.
Right.
So giving back to that and helping others succeed and go where they want to go, like I've been able to.
That full circle moment where mm-hmm. someone had given to you and now you're giving back. Like it's really, I love that. I get really like stories really make me happy and warm fuzzies and all that stuff. Danielle, favorite part?
Yeah, I think it's kind of like a hybrid of everybody. So I'm definitely a proponent on lifelong learning and that sort of thing and kind of mixed with that customer service piece and just seeing folks really succeed to be what they want to be mm-hmm. and also help others in turn, right? So everything I feel like kind of relates back to the electrical industry because it's just, it's such a need. It's such a need in every way, whether it's, you know, in a hospital or mm-hmm. just in a home for someone. So just kind of helping to kind of enable folks to get there is really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think, do we all fly here? Like we're all in Maryland and we all flew here, right? And it's like, you don't often think about electrical workers being a part mm-hmm. of the process to get you, yeah, I mean, you do. Sorry. Heather does.
Our airport's going through a huge renovation. So yes, I do.
So you think about it all the time, but I just, it's not something. And so then it makes me think of all the other things. I don't mm-hmm. think about mm-hmm. the people behind, you know, what we do. And so, it's just nice to hear your different perspectives on things. And ladies, thank you. I know you have lots to do and, you know, people to serve and all the things and making differences. And I appreciate what you do at the ETA, appreciate what you're doing for our industry. And selfishly, I appreciate who you are because I get to interact with you all professionally and personally. So that's to me, one of the greatest joys of working here is just the people that I've gotten mm-hmm. to know and experience and kind of do this life thing together. So thank you for your time today.
Thank you.
All right, y'all. I hope you enjoyed that as much as I did. Three incredible women making a huge difference in our industry every day. Big thanks to Audra, Danielle, and Heather for being here, for being with us, and giving us a chance to learn more about them and how they support our industry. Always grateful for you, the listeners, for how you take time to join us and be a part of Say What. Remember that we want to hear from you. If there are topics you would like us to discuss, if you want to come and join us on the podcast, send an email, saywhat, SAYWATT, at electricaltrainingalliance.org. Our next episode will drop in April. Until then, you can stay connected through our newsletter, blog post, social media. Make sure to subscribe to the podcast. Stay powered up, and we will see you next time.
Say what?